What up? Hey, hi guys. Karibuni sana. This is Susan Mokami from Mokami Speaks. It is a weirdly beautiful Monday afternoon. Your weekend ilikuwa mrefu. I mean, some of us are just waking up like an hour ago with the nastiest hangover. And this is where I remind y'all to drink your water. Hydrate, people. Hydrate. Because who knows, in the next 10 years, we might not have water to drink because climate change. Anyway. Yes, as I said, welcome again to my episode. So, today, or rather this week, I wanted us to dive in a bit about why we are obsessed with being busy. Yes. So, I honestly don't get how we love being seen as busy. And somehow, we have found a way to equate being busy to being productive. And one thing I've learned this year is how I can actually achieve my quote-unquote daily quota, and I can do this without glorifying this God or this spirit of being busy. Well, if we look at it from a Kenyan or African perspective, we've grown up seeing and knowing that you just have to be doing something, like every single time of the day. Like ile unamka, you've washed your face, you've gone to the loo, and immediately you just have to be doing something in the house. Your parents can't see you as idle. This is where our mothers shined, by the way, because if they saw you just a little bit, unaona amekupea chores kazote, like mbaka kuosha mabati, as in it would literally kill them to see us as kids resting. And it's like this habit or this stance has been carried into our adult lives. Like if you know of someone who doesn't go to work, or rather doesn't have an 8-to-5, you wonder, aye, kwani then what are you doing? Like, you're used to a culture of, I wake up at 5, out of the house by 6 or 6:30, I go to work until lunchtime, I go for lunch, I come back, I work until 5, I go take a matatu, I'm back home. As in, you're used to doing something every single second of the day, such that when it comes to someone else who's not doing the same, you're wondering, why are you so lazy? Why are you so idle? And this whole, kwani you're not busy, being busy is not being productive. Like, we glorify constantly breaking our backs. And do you know that you actually don't have to kill yourself with work every day? You know that, right? Like, it's actually recommended that you take time off your day, not your week or your month, time off your day to rest and meditate. I'm especially speaking to the people who, if you don't wake up by 4 a.m., you're not serious with life. Wow, sis, excuse me, please. First of all, what is that 4 a.m. nonsense? Honestly, 4 a.m. Okay, I get what to... Okay, wait. First of all, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. ni sayenye kuku anamka. Mimi si kuku. I mean, I might like chicken. I might look like chicken sometimes. But I am not a chicken. Okay? Second, I know that kuna watu anamka 4 a.m., unvoluntarily because of where they live. Watu wa Rongai, watu wa Syoki Mau, you know. They have to wake up that early to beat the traffic. That I get. And I respect that. Because good God, waking up at 4 a.m. every single day. Whew, sis, what? But then, I'm talking to the people who, if wanasamanga, that if you don't wake up at 4, then you have no direction, no purpose in your life. To them, waking up at 4 means, as in being up by 4 means that umeamka, umeoga, ama umemeditate, ama sijui umefanya nini. As in, do you know, 4 a.m., people, I do not have to be up by 4 for me to tell people that I've made it in life. And then these are the same people who tell you that, oh, billionaires are the ones who wake up at 4 a.m. That's fine. That's okay for them. Okay? Sawa. Just don't come shoving up these ideologies down my throat that I'm not serious with life because jam kama saya kuku. Okay? Whatever makes your heart sing, if it's waking up at 4, do it. Do it, but do not try and come and push that ideology down my throat. I know people who work during the night. Like, they actually start working around 10, 11, and they work their way all the way up to like 3, 4 a.m. So they sleep at 4, 5, wake up at 10 the next day. And then during the day, they're not really that busy. As in, they don't have that much work. So you'll see them and you're like, "Ai, when you don't know what you're doing in life, child, you don't know what people are doing to make a living. And you don't have to know. And it's also not your job or your, yeah, it's not your job to dictate at what time someone should be working or at the time someone should be productive. That's just me. Like, I already had enough of that from my parents. And right now, they're like, as long as you're happy, as long as you're comfortable, we don't have to push down this way of life that we were brought up in to you. Because one, we are living in a very different era. They used to wake up stupid early to go sijui fetch kuni, fetch maji, peleka ngombe inje, like fungulia ngombe, fungulia kuku, nini, and then go to school. And school used to be like sijui 10 kilometers away. So the journey had to start early. That's okay. That was their time. I don't have to do all that. So I don't get why someone is coming to me with, you know, you won't even make money if you sleep up until 7 a.m. Child. Please. And then, you may not have the option of waking up at 10, you know, because we have bosses and whatnot. But you can also choose to set minimal tasks, minimal brain function tasks for the time that coffee hasn't kicked in yet. So this is you. You've woken up at 5 or 6 because you have to be at work by 8. Now, kuna watu wenye, they are just not morning people at all. Okay? And you find that the time they get into work up until maybe 10, they really are not productive at all. And this is still okay. Okay? So, just because I also woke up at 6 and I'm in the office by 7 or 8 and you see me not doing shit in the office, productive shit, don't come at me, okay? I am still rebooting.